This is Sunday morning. This is April the 22nd, 2018, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. I have a word from the Lord today. This is called reset. This is what reset means: to set again or anew, to change the reading of often to zero, a new beginning. The Lord gave me this scripture, which He gave to Israel. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to prayer offered in this place. See, when we get right, then God hears and He intervenes. Okay, now let's look at Matthew 25. This is what has happened in our country. People have humbled themselves and prayed, repented of not being diligent like we should have been, began to pray, and God has begun to move. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, thoughtless, without forethought, and 5 were wise, sensible, intelligent, and prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil with them, but the wise took flask of oil along with them also with their lamps. And this to me is a picture of the church, because many have awakened, but there'll be some that'll fall back to sleep. But there will be those who will go on, and they will obey, and they'll do what God's requiring of them. The virgins have awakened and have trimmed their lamps. Because my body has arisen and prayed, I am now restarting. I'm doing a new thing, a glorious thing. This is a new beginning. I will endure wickedness for just so long, and judgment falls on it. Yes, it reaches a cap, and when it hits up against that cap, down it comes. I am leveling the playing field. That's what happened in Egypt. God leveled the playing field. They've been in bondage for 430 years. When wickedness gets so bad, it must be purged, or it would not be able to be stopped. In other words, it would take out the whole planet. And that's Satan's goal. Before, you know, when God made the world and everything like it is, that gap theory between 1 and 2, where all of a sudden the earth's back in a mess again, something happened. And I believe when Satan fell, he came there and he destroyed whatever kind of what was there. We don't have enough scripture to really base what was really there. But the thing is, God had to level the playing field. When wickedness gets so bad, it must be purged or it would not be stopped. It could consume the whole earth. Daily you are seeing and hearing unpleasant truth. This is the swamp being drained. It won't be stopped until it is thoroughly purged. Don't be overwhelmed by it, but just know that after the cleansing comes, the healings come. I'm making America great again. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Trust my plan. You are in my hands. I won't drop you or forsake you. One thing Q always says, he says, trust the plan. See, God is working through these men and women and our president to bring this about in the earth. Your lives are about to change for the better forever. Always remember, greater am I in you than he that is in the world. I'm making America great again. I'm making my church great again.